Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord. How many can say that they love the Lord on today? Simple song says,
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way, and yes, I praise you, Lord. I lift you up and I magnify your name.
I love you, Lord.
Encounter here on God's Vatican Radio. I'm screaming on the inside. I thank you all for taking the time out to listen. What is God's Vatican Radio? We are an anointed, edifying, uplifting, and intimate online radio ministry streaming live various days during the week where God's glory is our agenda. Redefined, restored, and renewed God's Vatican Radio, the comeback. Who is your hostess with the mostest? I am Lady Nancy, here giving you the very best in radio ministry. What happens on God's Vatican Radio? We embrace the testimonies and accomplishments of every overcomer in the body of Christ in whatever area of ministry they're in. God's Vatican Radio are opportunists that give opportunity. You're welcome to call in with comments, questions, prayer, and for some to receive salvation if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins. While live, the call-in number is area code 646-716-6608. Again, 646-716-6608. To speak to us, press 1. Our theme in Scripture, Galatians 6 and 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Today's guest is an awesome young man who I've had the pleasure of being referred to, Mr. Roger Anderson, also known as J. Medley's Music. Today we welcome him. He is an upcoming minister of gospel through song. He's working very closely with Trevon Perry, who was with us not too long ago out of Brooklyn, New York. Roger is by way of Long Island and is very passionate about what he does. He is graciously making himself known. Today's single that you heard on the intro is called Praise. It's being featured, and I actually have to say I was listening to it as an intro, and I just got blessed by it because it was just so phenomenal. So sit back, pull up a chair, or even while you're driving, as we shoot straight from the hip and chat with Roger Anderson, a.k.a. J. Medley Music. God bless you, man of God. Thank you for being here with me. You're on me.
Thank you. God bless you. I'm so grateful to be here.
I'm glad that you are with me. I was referred to you by Trevon Perry, and I was like, okay, all right. So he sent me this stuff, and I'm like, okay, yeah, we could do this. So the floor is open. We had an awesome time. He and I were on not too long ago, and I got to tell you, it was such a blessing. I've seen some of his work and just was watching graciously and asking. He was like, yeah. So this is awesome. You know, I do take referrals, and I thank God that he highly recommended you. So the floor is yours. Enough about me. They know who I am. Let's talk about you. Tell us who you are, where you're from, give you hellos, your God bless yous, and it's all about you today.
All right. Well, I go by the name of J. Medley Music, and, of course, my government name is Roger Anderson. Shout out to all my family everywhere. So I'm all about praising and worshiping God. That's what J. Medley Music is all about. It's basically a genre, different types of genre that I grew up on or learned to love. Mixed in one, and that's how I became J. Medley Music. And what else there is to know about me? I have a passion for Christ. I have a passion for music. What else? Oh yeah, I gotta say this. I'm happily married with two children, and I just want to give a shout out or hello to my wife. May not be watching or listening right now, but just want to say hello to her as well. So I don't even know what to even say.
Oh, well, everything on here is so simple. We're not, you know, we don't pry. We don't try to get in your business or nothing like that. We just want to know mainly about your, you know, your love for God, calling on your life, things like that. You know, what inspires you, you know, the people that you work with. Tell us about your relationship with Trevon and how things have been going and how it got to this point to actually hear what you do.
Well, I've known Trevon for quite some time. I call him my brother because he really is my brother. He's a very humble guy, very humble, even though he's doing his own work in the ministry. But I really appreciate all that he's doing. He's basically helping me with the music industry. He's giving me tips and telling me, the ins and outs, all of that. But he's overall, he's a great brother, good brother, and he's very, very, very helpful in a lot of ways. So I thank God for him. That's basically what Trayvon Perry has been. He's basically mentoring me in a lot of ways when it comes to the music industry as well. But yeah, Trayvon Perry, let me see. I don't know. I mean, like anybody else, my life, I grew up in a strict Christian home. My father is an elder in the church. My mother, she was basically one of the superintendents. Like I said, just to give you a background, they love God. They taught me God the way they were taught growing up, and the only way they knew was strict. So, which is okay. But I thank God for my mother. I thank God for my father. They kept me grounded in the church. As far as the music, my mother always snuck me music in, even though I know I wasn't supposed to listen to that music. Or they said, my father said I wasn't supposed to listen to any kind of secular music in his house. But she always sneak Jackson 5 stuff. I don't know, Michael Jackson. I mean, that's the only music I was getting into the house at the time. So, but yeah, that I grew up in that environment. I'm trying to think. I did R&B for a little bit. I did R&B for a little bit, and then I realized, or I guess one day I had a long conversation with a former pastor. Well, I still call him my pastor. And it was a long conversation, and he was like, look, I understand your passion for music, but if you say that you are a child of God, not saying anything wrong with R&B, but why not do something that glorifies God and still be true to yourself? And then when I heard that, I was like, wow. I kept on saying, but I can't. And then after a while, I was like, okay, maybe I can. So, and of course, I was
Tell me about your long-term vision. Where do you see yourself at?
Well, my long-term vision is to basically tell more people about the gospel. I want to reach a lot of people, not just my people, but all kinds of people through music. And I want to also do outreach programs that I want to put together. It's really my wife's idea, but I definitely want to do that with her. Because there's a lot of people who are broken. There's a lot of people who need help in more ways than one. And, of course, the only thing that we can do is come together and reach these people that are in need, even the people that look normal. Just because you look normal, that doesn't mean you don't need help. So that's my long-term goal overall, is to start a foundation, start outreach programs, and, of course, go far in my ministry with the music going around the world. That's my long-term goal.
Amen. So do you see yourself in the, not necessarily the stage, because, you know, I mean, the essence of, you know, theater and concerts and all that other kind of stuff, have you ever seen yourself in that arena?
Like as far as theater, like what do you mean as far as like acting?
Yeah. Like being in a play or doing like a live recording and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely can see that because I act a fool all day. I mean, I'm a character, but yes, I can definitely see myself doing that one day. I mean, when I believe when the music launches and God establishes myself in the music industry, I believe that God will allow me to do other things as far as acting, Broadway, even movies. Who knows? Who knows? But I definitely have no problem doing that. As far as live recordings, as far as my music, I can definitely see myself doing that as well. So I definitely, without a doubt, I because I have a passion. I'm open for a lot of things to answer your questions. I'm definitely see myself growing.
Amen. Absolutely. I see you. I know you. You probably clown around, like you said, and you know you do silly things. But you know, I sense such a humility about you, a very unique humbleness about you, which is so refreshing to hear. Being a young man, married with family, and you definitely have, you know, I do sense a strong presence of God concerning you and all the things that you want to do. And I'm, you know, praying that everything that you put your hands to, that you just do phenomenal in. Share with us a little bit about what you do in your leisure time, you know, when it's not ministry, when you, what do you do for fun? What do you do for extracurricular activities besides music?
Well, I definitely like to relax and hang out with my wife and my kids. Or if not, I might go bowling. I love to bowl. I love to play basketball. And as a matter of fact, God knows, I had a Tile Babel experience, if you know what I mean. Like, you know how the story of Tile Babel, they wanted to be called that. So I thought I was going to be an NBA player. Nobody could tell me I was not going to be an NBA player. I've been, you know what I'm saying? So I even went to college with that in mind. And I got hurt one day. And I got hurt really bad. To the point where I realized, now I realized where God was trying to say, like, look, I don't want you playing ball. You can play ball on the street, but I want you, I have this what I have for you. You know, so, you know, the rest of the state's history, and I started getting serious. I'm trying to use the same drive that I have for basketball with the passion that I have for music, music ministry as well. So, but definitely I like hanging out with my family and friends.
Wow. Share with us about your support that you receive from your wife and, you know, the other children that you have. Talk to us about, because as a young man, you know, everybody's goal and agenda isn't necessarily marriage, but we do appreciate those who are married in the gospel and, you know, doing amazing things. So talk to us about your relationship with her and how you guys make it work, because you got to have balance, of course.
Oh, definitely. She is definitely my number one fan, hands down. If it wasn't for her, I don't think there would be J Melly music. Because I had a dream, but I just didn't have a plan. But she's definitely my rock. She definitely completes me. Like I said, with all of this, this wouldn't be possible without her. Our relationship, we have a balance. We have our days when we have our worship time. We have worship time with our little baby girl. Sometimes on Friday nights, not doing anything, we'll turn the TV off and we'll just sing songs and pray to God. But we definitely have a balance when it comes to our spirituality, when it comes to praising God. And, of course, in the home, I definitely help out. I know it's hard, but she cooks, she cleans, but I definitely try to help out as well, because, you know, it's not a your job thing, it's a us job thing. So.
Right.
And we definitely have a check and balance system, so that's definitely good. I love her, and I don't know what I'll be without her. Now, I'll probably be a mess, but I thank God for it.
Amen. So tell us about your church home and the support you get from your church family.
What was that?
Tell us a little bit about your church home and where you fellowship at and the support that you get from your church family.
As of right now, we fellowship, we church hop. we were both born into the Adventist faith, or grew up Adventist rather. Which we worship on Saturday. But as of right now, we're just fellowshipping with different denominations. Not just Saturday either. I also go to church on Sunday, because I fellowship with all people. We're all God's people. So that's. But as far as the family, we have family. It's hard to even answer the question, because we have family all over in all kinds of churches, both Saturday and Sunday. Baptist Adventist, Pentecostal, Church of God family, you name it. We have different types of family, and they all support my wife and I, outside of music, just outside of music. They just genuinely love us, because, you know, we've been married for like about 4 years now, and they have nothing but good things. They've been supportive, so I have nothing negative to say.
amen, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your passion. Like, what do you see? I mean, besides doing your music, of course, that is, you know, a goal and a thing that you desire to do. Is your heart for the young people? Is it for, you know, everyone? You know, I know you talked about outreach and stuff like that, but, you know, have you seen yourself doing things with the youth and, you know, stuff like that?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. When I first started, I mean, I keep going back to music because that's all I know, but not necessarily all I know. But when I started this journey, I think just about the time, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, I was always singing gospel music, but I was originally rapping. And every time I rap, I always say this is for the young people. The reason why I say that, because the young people are normally, most of the time, misunderstood. And I wanted to be that voice for the young people. I enjoy my young people. They let me know how old I am all the time. So, but at the same time, they let me know. And I love doing things for young people. Everybody knows that about me. I would like to do this. I even had a song called I'm So Fly Because I Love Jesus. The prophecy, the myth is, that I always start off anytime I sing a song, that you lose your cool points, like it's boring to be a Christian. I'm like, that is so not the truth. I'm like, and I tell them, do you know the term being one-up? Because anytime I talk to the young people, they say, of course they do. They heard the term one-up. I'm like, when you're a Christian, you're three-up. You got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I guess why I'm
moving.
Are
you there? Okay.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I don't know where you left off, but I said that you are three up because you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Because the term of when you're one up, you're three up, and you have that swagger, that grace, that favor, that someone who so called has swag, they don't have that. So why not love God and be cool at the same time? Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, that's my message to the young people. You can still be cool, still be fly. So, but definitely, I like to write songs for young people. I like to uplift them. I like to encourage them. I like to make them laugh. I do. That's definitely part of the ministry as well. Even outside of music, I like to take them out as well. So definitely, I definitely see myself doing different types of things with young people as well. Anything that has to do with young people.
Amen. Absolutely. That's beautiful. I appreciate this conversation. I'm definitely enjoying you on today, and I hope you're feeling the same way.
Definitely.
Share with us. Oh, good. I'm glad. Share with us a little bit about in where you're from, and as far as what you see where you're from and what it is that you want to be for that area.
That's a little hard because sometimes in the black home, we kind of jump from place to place. So, I mean, originally I was born in Brooklyn. But I can basically say I grew up in Huntington, as in Long Island. Huntington. And I'm trying to see how I can answer this question. Huntington is a rough area. Maybe not as rough as Brooklyn. I'm trying to see. I was fortunate enough to grow up in Huntington with the family that I had in Huntington. If I didn't have that guidance, I could have easily been one of the people that I used to go to school with that were misled. I could have easily been in a gang. Could have easily basically went down the wrong path. So I thank God for the upbringing in the town of Huntington, because Huntington also would I know, you know the term in New York, if I can make it here, I can make it anywhere. that applies to Huntington. If I can make it Huntington, I can make it anywhere. So Huntington toughened me up with, of course, the guidance of my family. So with that, I can use that in a lot of survival tools, not necessarily, since I got God. But at the same time,
right,
it definitely makes a different person, you know. So I don't know if I answered your question.
No, that's fine. I kind of feel like, you know, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not prying. I'm not trying to, you know, if it's uncomfortable, if it's not, you're not sure what to say, that's fine. It's okay.
I mean, that ain't not a problem. To be honest, I've been through, I can never talk about, okay. I've been through different things. I mean, I'm not like any other person. I mean, everybody goes through things. Everybody has their ups and their downs. I mean, I definitely grew up in a, I don't want to say a poor family. I mean, we definitely didn't have a lot. I'll say that. We definitely didn't have a lot. So I appreciate a lot when you get older, you appreciate a lot. So as far as the things that I went through, I definitely went through, how can I put this? I went through depression that time. I went through, let me see, horrible car accident. I'm even lucky to be here. Even ignorance. You know how sometimes you see somebody do something and you're like, I could do that. And then, of course, you end up almost killing yourself. I don't know if that ever happened to you, but I've seen some kids, I think I had to be 14 or 13 at the time, swimming. And I'm like, wow, that looks so easy in a lake upstate. And it's one of those, you know, those camping church trips. I'm gonna say it like that. And, of course, you know the story. I almost drowned. Nobody knew I was down there. And if it wasn't for the grace of God, or a.k.a. the rope. You know the ropes that's on the lake?
Yes.
Those little ropes that's on the lake?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, something told me to reach up for it, and that's how I grabbed myself out of the lake, which I thank God for. I wouldn't be talking to you today. I mean, I had a lot of close calls. I had a lot of ups, a lot of downs, but as you know, God had his hand on me, so I don't really have the perfect story. I mean, actually, I do have one story. I feel bad. I have one story. I don't know how long we had.
We got a little bit.
Okay, good. So, I remember I had to be a teenager, and it was me, two of my cousins, and our other cousin was in another car. It was a Friday night, we were on our way to choir rehearsal. I'll never forget this. I remember this like it happened like 10 minutes ago. So we're on our way to choir rehearsal, and you, as you know, when teenagers have cars that go really fast, they tend to want to go fast, you know? So we're driving on this road called Pulaski Road in Huntington, on our way to Huntington Sam David. So shout out to Huntington Sam David. We're on our way out there to a crowd rehearsal, and we're basically speeding. We see our cousin, and we're definitely trying to outdo the other person. Then a little further up the road, we noticed there was a cop just stationed in his car. So naturally, you brake. Now, back in those days, I think that was 2000, early 2000s. I think around early 2000s. Some of the cars that they made, especially Acura Legend that my cousin was driving, had anti-lock, you know what I'm saying? Anti-lock brakes. So when you tap it, it automatically just freezes up on you. It locks up on me. So when he tapped the brake, and it's a little bit higher up, it started dancing. The car started dancing. Now, while the car was dancing, all I could hear was Yolanda Adams. Thank God we had gospel music playing in the car. And thank God we're all the way to church. So I think the song was "The Battle Is Not Yours, It's the Lord's." It was playing. So we're dancing. And it's a long story short, because it was a lot of, it was like we're flipping and all that stuff. All I heard was the cop say, "Yo, there's been a crazy accident. There's no survivors. We need ambulance now. Right? So if you look at the car, the car is in a total disarray. The trunk was gone. My friend was in the back. He didn't have his seatbelt on. Thank God he did not have his seatbelt on, because if he did, I don't know. He probably would not be here. So he flew out the trunk. He flew out, and he landed in the bushes somewhere. My cousin that was driving, he suffered, like, road burn, because his shoulder was outside. He kept on hitting the road from the car flipping. He told me that he kind of saved my life, because it was a pole that was going to hit my side, and he turned it the other way. I don't know. There was a lot going on. As far as me, all I had was a little mark on my forehead, but I really didn't have any scratches. They both had scratches, but I didn't. But this was the miracle out of all of this. Yeah, the car was in disarray. I was on the passenger side. My side was perfect, not a scratch on it. That's what I don't understand. Like, that's what gets me every time. Like, the car is done everywhere. The hood, driver's side hood, the trunk is gone. But I don't know if you can even imagine. My passenger side was perfect. Not a scratch on it. I don't know what God was trying to say. We all survived. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what God was trying to say. I just to this day, I don't know what he was trying to say, to be honest with you. But like I said, not a scratch on me or not a scratch on the side that I on the car. It was perfect. You probably could have sold that door.
Amen. Wow. What an awesome testimony. Wow. Wow. Well, I'm glad you're here, because you're here with me on God So They Can Radio, and I'm just blessed by all that you've shared.
Oh yes. I'm happy to be here. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to actually sit down and have a conversation about testimonies. About what's going on. I mean, you see what's going on in the news. I don't know if you hear what's going on with these clowns that are dressed, people dressed
yeah.
as clowns,
mm-hmm.
trying to hurt people. But I don't know. That's why we definitely need to stay connected. We definitely need to stay on our knees. Definitely need to stay prayed up. But it's very, very serious. Not a joke.
Absolutely. Amen. Well, I appreciate you so much for being here. Absolutely. Well, tell our listening audience where they can look you up at, how to connect with you, and if you have anything that they need to know about, please share.
Oh, well, definitely. Once again, I go by the name of J Medley Music. That's J-M-E-D-L-E-Y, one word, J Medley Music with a K, M-U-S-I-K. And you can find me on Facebook, J Medley Music. On Instagram, it's J Medley Music Ministry, same spelling with a K. You can also find me on Twitter, JMedley_Music. Let me see, what am I missing? I'm on YouTube. You can type in J Medley Music, J Medley The Dream 2-3, or J Medley Music. You can put that in the YouTube search. And as of today, my single actually released today, which is called Praise, the one that you heard at the beginning of the show. It's only 99 cents. It's a lovely song, very powerful song.
That's right,
song.
Support the ministry, support.
Oh, yes, please support. It's a lovely song. Won't be disappointed. Only 99 cents on iTunes. Actually, it's everywhere. Google Play, Amazon, you name it. It's there. So please support the
Amen.
Ministry and people that are today.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm definitely singing a song. Yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be singing on Saturday. If they want to see me in live or in concert, I'm going to be in Bellport Boys and Girls Club in Bellport. I don't think I have the address. But it's definitely going to be a night to remember. It's hosted by Heaven Sent. I don't know if you heard of the group. That's a group called Heaven Sent.
No, I haven't, but I'm going to look them up.
Yeah, they're very, very dynamic, dynamic group. And it's going to be in Bellport. I'm trying to talk my way as I try to find the flyer. Here it is. There's a flyer. Please come. Hold on one second. Oh, no, that's not it. That's a different flyer. But it's definitely going to be at the Boys and Girls Club in Bellport. And it's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome experience. If you love gospel music, you love, you know, going to be so, oh, found it. Yes. It's going to be
Amen.
Worth your while. It's 471 Atlantic Avenue. That's Bellport, New York, 11713. Tickets are $25. So it's definitely, definitely, definitely a night to remember. Kevin Hurd, Heaven Sent, and a host of others are going to be in concert. So please support the cause. And, you know, that's about it.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you. I have enjoyed you. I appreciate you so much for coming. I'm so glad that Trayvon had told me about you. Again, I pray you enjoyed yourself. You know, we were very intimate, you know, down to earth, straight shoot from the hip kind of interview. And I appreciate you so much. I thank you for being a part of God's Son of King Radio today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity. And you are definitely one of the sweetest ladies I ever heard on radio. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you. I get that a lot, even when I'm at work. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Look at God. What are you doing?
Yeah, I've been hearing that all my life. That's why I love radio. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had my moments where I've been off the air and back on the air, off the air, back on. And people are like, when are you going back on the air? But, you know, I appreciate that. You know, I love being hospitable, you know, especially when it's about God's business, and I want to give people the best, you know, time on the air as possible. And I'm just so glad that you said that. Thank you.
Of course. I'm just saying facts. I got to be professional. Saying facts. So I really do appreciate everything that, like I said, the opportunity to be on the radio and everything. So thank you. God bless you.
Absolutely. Tell somebody about me. You know, I'm God's Son of King Radio. It's going to be trying to air again on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. We got some stuff lined up for next week. Actually, you are like my first again of many episodes in between that I have not been on the air. So you have actually did the intro to me being back on the air again after being off a little bit. This year has been very trying for me and my health. But, you know, to God be the glory. I thank God for all he's doing. And for those, you know, who don't know, I had a brain tumor. And
wow.
I am recovered from it. And I thank God. And I go for my scan this month. And I know that it'll be clean and clear. But God's Son of King Radio is back. And we are here doing what we got to do to give God all the glory for all that he has done. So we appreciate the listening audience. And I love you guys. Thank you for even listening when I was gone. And, again, please patronize this young man's music on Amazon and all the different sites that he told us where his music is. I just thank you for being here with us, and God bless you to your family, your wife, and thank her for allowing the time straight from work, being here on the air with me, and just being a blessing to our listening audience.
Oh, definitely, definitely, definitely. Shout out to the J. Melly Music family. Everybody.
Absolutely.
I don't want to say no names. I'm going to miss people. Everybody.
Just say everybody so you don't miss nobody.
Yeah, everybody. Okay.
Amen. Thank you so much, Roger. I appreciate you.
And thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. Absolutely. All right, listening audience. Oh, I'm so excited. I love when I have interviews that are just so fun. The opportunity to be on the air and, you know, doing ministry and doing what I love. love doing. I'm just in awe, you know, of God and who he is. I'm back. Thank you for listening throughout the years. Wow, this is 2016. It's been about 5 years maybe, I think, off and on here and there throughout the years. But I thank you for, you know, still considering God to the Kin Radio, an arena that you can listen to, you know, people's testimonies and the opportunities to be here. We promote Christ. That's all we do, the accomplishments, the goals, the life in him and the gifts and talents that he gives us. And that's what we do here on God to the Kin Radio. It has been a pleasure. I am very humbled. I don't do this for sport. I do this for the God-given gifts that are within me to give to the people out there listening. Thank you so much for all those who are in queue and listening. And even though you didn't say much, thank you. I appreciate you. So this clip can be downloaded after it's over. What I love about Blog Talk is that you can download, share, and let other people know about God so they can read. If you feel there's someone out there who deserves to, you know, say something about what God has done for them, what they're doing in ministry, feel free. I'm open. I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/LadyNancy73. I'm also on Twitter at Miss Make It Happen, and Miss Make It Happen is M-I-S with one S, Make It Happen. And I'm also on Instagram as Nancy Hostess with the Most, is what I'm known by on Facebook as well. So please, appreciate you all so much. We're getting out of here on this evening with Jason Nelson, and I am. God bless you all, and have an awesome evening.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Tower where you can run and hide.